History was made today when schools opened in Cleveland, Ohio. American children are attending parochial schools at taxpayers' expense. A controversial school voucher program is providing tuition money for students to attend the private school of their choice. Milwaukee, Wisconsin also has a voucher program, but it does not pay for religious schools. Joe Smith from WCPN in Cleveland has this report.
6-year-old Brandon Carthen didn't seem to notice that he was making history today as he walked into Mount Pleasant Christian School in southeast Cleveland. He was more concerned about meeting his first grade classmates and new teacher.
Brandon.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Erbrug. I'm going to be your teacher this year, first grade. It's nice to meet you.
Carthen is one of 1,700 Cleveland students in kindergarten through third grade who are receiving taxpayer-provided vouchers that allow them to attend any school in the city their parents choose. Over 6,000 people applied for the pilot program before the final participants were selected by lottery. Brandon's mom, Wendy Wright Carthen, walked him into the classroom today.
The way I'm feeling, honestly, it's just like when you play the regular lottery. You're fortunate when the windfall comes your way. You're just happy when the blessing falls your way.
The Ohio Voucher Program is targeted to help the poor. The mean income of people participating in the program is just about $6,600 plus food stamps. Depending on a family's income, the vouchers will pay up to 90% of a child's tuition with a ceiling of $2,500. School officials say about two-thirds of the students taking advantage of the voucher program already attended private and parochial schools. Wendy Wright Carthen sent Brandon to a Catholic school last year. She's glad the voucher program allows her to send her son to the school of her choice.
I picked Mount Pleasant because it has a Christian background as opposed to a Catholic background, which is my religious belief. Also with boys, and I just would like to try to keep them in a more structured, Christ-centered environment.
Both the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers staunchly oppose vouchers, so does the Cleveland Teachers Union and its president, Richard DeColibus. He fears that as a result of the voucher program, the public will abandon its commitment to public education.
One of our major concerns about vouchers is it takes the idea that, you know, if the public schools are in trouble, then everybody has to get together and start to solve those problems, and turns it into, well, if the public schools are in trouble, let's give vouchers to some kids so they can escape, and thereby lower the number in the population who are committed to solving the public school problems.
Critics charge that vouchers will drain money away from the financially strapped Cleveland public school system, which is $152 million in debt. They say the public system will lose the state aid that amounts to over $6,000 per child. Bert Holt, who is the state of Ohio's administrator of the school voucher program, says Cleveland will still get the money.
It does not follow the child to the school that they will be enrolled, the new school or the private parochial independent school. That money remains in Cleveland. So that means they don't have the child, but they have the child's money.
Two Ohio teacher unions and the American Civil Liberties Union are challenging the constitutionality of the voucher program, saying it no longer separates church from state, and that it undermines the Ohio Constitution's mandate to provide a sound public school system. A common pleas court in Columbus last month disagreed with the challenge, clearing the way for the program to begin, but appeals continue in the courts. State Representative Michael Fox, the Republican chair of the Ohio House Education Committee, was the chief sponsor of the voucher legislation. He says he's confident the program will stand up to court challenges because the money goes directly into the hands of the parents and students.
It does not go to the school, and I don't think the courts would hold constitutional a plan that did send the money directly to the school. This goes to the parents, and thereafter it is their choice.
Despite reservations, the new school voucher program in Cleveland is underway, but how long it will continue is still being debated. The school unions and the ACLU continue their legal challenges, and the constitutionality of school voucher programs could wind up being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For National Public Radio, I'm Joe Smith in Cleveland.